Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 662. 10 Meaningful Lessons from the Story of the Mexican Fisherman by Courtney Carver of BeingMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Tuesday and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, a podcast with a crazy vision of bringing thousands of blogs to audio for free, sometimes even books. And today's post comes from Courtney Carver, a regular author on the show. This post references a story that, if you're a longtime listener, you've heard before. I've definitely narrated this story, but it was from Jay Money. He was the one talking about it. This time we get to hear Courtney Carver talk about it. And speaking of Courtney Carver, she just launched her 2018 course on simplicity today. It's going to be awesome. It's a year-long course and features many of the authors you hear right on this show, like The Minimalists, Mark and Angel, Kay Flanders, Colin Wright, and more. Each month, a different author covers a different topic, from decluttering to relationships and everything in between. And again, it just launched today. There's special early bird pricing right now. Check it out at oldpodcast.com/learn. You can see all the topics and authors there. And if you end up buying through that link, she'll give a portion of the ticket price right back to this show. So you'd be helping to keep this podcast going too, which is awesome. Again, that link is oldpodcast.com/learn. Now let's get right to her post and start optimizing your life. 10 Meaningful Lessons from the Story of the Mexican Fisherman by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. One of the first posts I wrote for Be More With Less was the story of the Mexican fisherman. This story gave me great inspiration to simplify my life. It's a story that was pinned to my bulletin board in my office, in my house, next to sales reports and goal sheets from my job, reminding me of what was most important. An American investment banker was at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, "Only a little while." The American then asked why didn't he stay out longer and catch more fish. The Mexican said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisherman said, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siestas with my wife, Maria, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life." The American scoffed, "I'm a Harvard MBA and could help you. You should spend more time fishing and with the proceeds, buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats. Eventually, you would have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the processor, eventually opening your own cannery. You would control the product, processing, and distribution. You would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, then LA, and eventually New York City, where you'll run your expanding enterprise." The Mexican fisherman asked, "But how long would this all take?" To which the American replied, 15, 20 years. "But what then?" asked the Mexican. The American laughed and said, "That's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company's stock to the public and become very rich. You would make millions. Millions? Then what? The American said, then you would retire, move to a small coastal fishing village where you'd sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siestas with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play your guitar with your amigos. Every time I read this, I feel even more inspired to live simply and direct my love and energy to what matters most. I've learned so much from this story, including these 10 meaningful lessons. Number one, stories are powerful. This little story inspired change in my life and work and still makes me think about what matters most. It also encourages me to share personal stories and invite you to share yours. You have so much to offer the world by sharing who you are, what you've experienced, and what it all means to you. Number two, change takes time. Even though I was working to make more and own more when I found this story, it kept working on me. When I look at my sales numbers, my eyes would run over these words. I wasn't ready at first, but I was curious, and then I was committed. If there's a story working on your life, give it room and take the time you need. It'll be there when you are ready. Number three, small is beautiful. In the story of the Mexican fisherman, a small boat provided a beautiful life. You don't need an impressive title, big car or boat, or big business to live a beautiful life and be a beautiful person. In my experience, a smaller living space and fewer obligations has made life even sweeter. Number four, you already have it all. If you have a nagging feeling that you could do better, make more, and deserve to upgrade, remember that the secret to having it all is recognizing that you already do. Number five, advice is nice, but intuition is better. The Harvard grad had plenty of advice, and we are faced with an endless amount of advice on a daily basis. But as Danielle Laporte says so simply and thoughtfully, it's okay to want what you want. Read, research, and listen to advice, and then do what you know will be best for your life. If you don't know, make time and space to listen because you probably do know, but have been too busy or stressed or worried to trust your voice. Number six, the time is now. Do you want to enjoy your work and life now or work a job you hate and endure a stressful life so you might find joy in 20 years? It has to start now. That doesn't mean that everything has to change immediately, but start building joy in your life today. You deserve that. Number seven, you can't put a price on a happy life, not even $1 million. Number eight, spend time with your amigos. The wife, children, and amigos were all an integral part of the fisherman's life. Spend time with people who lift you up and quietly distance yourself from those who don't. Number nine, smarter isn't wiser. Catching more fish and growing the business was very logical advice, but offered little wisdom. In Arianna Huffington's book, Thrive, she says, quote, ours is a generation bloated with information and starved for wisdom, unquote. Aim to weed through the information for the wisdom. Usually that comes back to knowing what you know to be true for you. Number 10, protect less and share more. This story of the Mexican fisherman was originally told by Heinrich Boll about an encounter between an enterprising tourist and a small fisherman on a European coast in which the tourist suggests how the fisherman can improve his life. It's been told, retold, and adapted. I'm so grateful that a version finally found me. Let's keep sharing meaningful stories. I don't have a bulletin board, office, or a house anymore. I don't have the job with the sales reports and goals either. Instead, I have a happy marriage, thriving micro business, and time to enjoy coffee and writing with my amigos or a hike with my dog. Instead of a big job, big car, and big expense account, I have a big, beautiful life, and I'm so grateful. Live small so you can live big. You just listened to the post titled 10 Meaningful Lessons from the Story of the Mexican Fisherman by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. I love that story too, enough that I've read it twice now on this podcast. It just puts things in perspective and makes you question why you're doing what you're doing. And before we go, just a reminder about the year-long Simple Living course that just launched. It officially starts at the beginning of the year, but you can get special early bird pricing at oldpodcast.com/learn. The course covers a bunch of different topics, from many of the authors you hear right on this show, and it comes with an optional private Facebook group, optional homework with bonuses if you actually do it, live webinars with the authors, which are also recorded for you to play back later, or if you miss it, original content just for you, and more. Check out all of the authors and topics at oldpodcast.com/learn, and I have it linked in this episode's description. It's going to be awesome. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the show tomorrow, where we'll hear from Mark and Angel, who are part of that course actually too. See you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.